daughter, your faith has saved you. In that simple statement from Jesus is packed truths that can transform our lives. At the center is this woman's faith. You know, faith is a word that we hear often, but it's kind of a difficult one to define, especially if somebody asks you to explain it to them. Pope Benedict wrote, he said, "Belief is the conversion in which man discovers that he is following an illusion if he devotes himself only to the tangible." In other words, if everything we do is based on only what we can see and touch, we are missing the most important parts of life. Consider this. Scientists tell us that at the beginning of the universe, all physical matter was in a sphere about the size of a soccer ball. And yet today, all of that matter has been scattered to over 100 to 200 billion galaxies. Not planets or solar systems, billions of galaxies. And so you could say that what feels so solid to our touch is really just a thin veil covering a lot of nothing. But more important, though, is that that which matters most to us in life is not made of matter. Love, beauty, goodness, truth. We can't touch them, and yet those are the things that we give our lives for. Why? Because we are eternal beings, but we sometimes forget this. This is one of the purposes of the miracles in the Gospels. They direct our minds to something, or rather to someone, that transcends the created order. They remind us that we were created for something far more glorious than what we see and touch. When Jesus cures the woman with the hemorrhages and then raises the little girl from the dead, we are challenged to consider something beyond here. We're challenged to consider eternity, to look beyond the realm of man into the heart of God. Man follows an illusion if he devotes himself only to the tangible. But even more, the healings demonstrate that Jesus is who he says he is. Today's gospel isn't just about faith in general, but faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus is more than a teacher. He is somebody who is working within the realm of God. The woman with the hemorrhage says, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be healed." Not, "I might be healed," or "I could be healed." "I shall be healed." Because her faith is in Jesus. Similarly, Jairus said to Jesus, "Please come lay your hands on my daughter, that she may get well." Not might get well, but may get well. And it's so beautiful that Jairus keeps on trusting even after he has heard that his daughter has died. Why? Because as a synagogue official, he understands that knowledge is in the realm of man and faith is in the realm of God. And Jesus is a man with access to the realm of God. Sometimes human knowledge is not enough. You know, Jairus is about to be reminded that there is far more to life than what can be seen and touched and measured. Will we get the message as well? Jesus is so close to his Father that he can see and act outside of the constraints of time and space. And other saints in the church have done that since then. You know, one of recent memory is St. Padre Pio, who was an Italian priest who in 1918, at the age of 30, received the stigmata, the wounds of Christ. And he bore those wounds for the next 50 years of his life until his death in 1968. You can go online, you could see numerous pictures of it. But he was powerful in the Holy Spirit, and he was known throughout the whole world for being able to do the unexplainable. You know, Padre Pio knew things about people's lives, their past, their present, and their future that he should not have known. You know, in the confessional, he would remind penitents of sins that they were hiding or sins that they had forgotten. He could look into people's futures and warn them of life-changing events. His prayers would produce physical, and spiritual healings. He could actually, they said numerous cases, he was in two places at one time. And he was able to send his guardian angel to other people to deliver messages. Books document story after story of people who are transformed by this priest. Even leaders in politics, science, and business. And when I would read about him, I used to look at those divine gifts like they were superpowers. But now I recognize them for what they are. Padre Pio lived a life of profound faith rooted in eternity rather than time. He was like Jesus in that he was not completely constrained by space and time. But not only God not limited by space and time, he actually desires to reach into time because of his great love for us. That's why the Son of God became man in a stable at Bethlehem. Listen again to what Jesus says to this woman. Daughter, your faith has saved you. Daughter. We are invited to be God's sons and daughters. And one of the reasons we get stuck, trapped in time, is because we don't know who we are before God. Jesus never forgets his identity in relation to the Father. Even when he's on the cross, he is still reaching out to his Father. Jesus always acts in an awareness of his eternal identity. People had difficulty seeing Jesus as the Son of God, but he is. We ourselves have trouble believing that we are sons and daughters of God, but we are through our baptism. Now, granted, all people are made in God's image and likeness, but baptism introduces us into a new intimate relationship with God. Jesus reveals to the woman why this new relationship is so important. He says, "Daughter, your faith has saved you." Faith in Jesus has saved you, not just healed you. This is why the Son of God would go to a town to heal a woman, to raise a child from the dead. Because he loves them and he desires to save them, and he desires to save those around them who are stuck thinking only in the realm of men. And I love doctors and scientists. I work with a lot of scientists. But this is one area where the best doctors and the scientists in the world cannot help you. They might heal you. They might prolong your life for a time. They cannot save you. Our eternal identity is more important than our physical circumstances. What we do in our bodies is most important because it directs us to either live for the heart of God or to be trapped in the world of men. Often people struggle over the question of, you know, why are some people healed and others not? I mean, I have seen and I know people who have seen miraculous healings. Other times I've watched people of faith die at young ages. What's the meaning of this? Daughter, your faith has saved you. As we heard in that first reading, God made us imperishable. The woman with the hemorrhages eventually died. Jairus' daughter eventually died again. What is most important is whether they were saved or not. Why are we here today? Regardless of any physical needs we might have, we all have a far greater spiritual need. Would Jairus and the woman have sought Jesus even if they didn't have a physical need? I'd like to think they would. The apostles came to Jesus to fill the deeper spiritual need that we all have, the need for God. What about us? Why are we here? The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She realizes that Jesus is far more than a teacher and far more than just a miracle worker. She is struck with fear and trembling as one would be before God. She was able to see past the appearances that Jesus is who he says he is. Faith is the conversion in which man discovers that he is following an illusion if he only devotes himself to the tangible. Is your heart trapped in time and space? Or like the woman in Jairus, are you beginning to see a bigger picture. Let us pray for the grace to stop giving our lives to illusions. Let us pray for the faith to see Jesus for who he really is, that we might be saved, and that we might come to know the profound freedom of joy and joy of living as his sons and daughters.
Let us stand. I am